President Bush would like to make his tax cuts permanent and add some new ones. The most dramatic new proposal from the White House would allow Americans to pay less tax on their savings. Many Democrats contend it's just another tax break for the wealthy. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The president's plan would create two new types of savings accounts, one for retirement and the other for any purpose at all. Americans could deposit up to $5,000 in each one every year. Contributions would not be tax-deductible, but earnings and withdrawals would be tax-free. Grover Norquist is president of Americans for Tax Reform, which has lobbied for the change. He says people shouldn't be penalized for saving and investing.
If you've already paid taxes on $100, if you want to spend it on potato chips, that's your business. You want to invest it in Microsoft, that's your business. The government shouldn't come back and say that if you take $100 and invest it in Microsoft, they want a piece of the action.
The government already offers an assortment of tax breaks for savers, but various restrictions apply. Individual retirement accounts limit eligibility based on income. Other accounts are designed for specific purposes. Rudy Penner, a top budget official in the Nixon and Ford administrations, now with the Urban Institute, says it's sometimes hard for savers to know which account is best for them.
It's so complicated to figure that out, and you've got to predict your needs in the future. Should I go for a medical savings account of some sort, or should I concentrate my saving and paying for college or retirement, or what?
Treasury officials say this plan will encourage more saving by easing eligibility rules and providing more flexibility. But some in Congress, including Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin, are skeptical, especially of the lifetime savings accounts.
The individuals who are the most likely to put money in there for any length of time will be people who already have savings. They know that they can just shift their monies that they currently have in taxable savings accounts to non-taxable accounts. And it would be used as basically a shelter to shelter income.
Economist and tax policy specialist Bill Gale of the Brookings Institution agrees.
For these things to raise saving, people have to be willing to actually reduce their current standard of living in order to gain this extra rate of return.
Gale argues that the wealthy won't need to, since they can tap existing savings, and others may not feel they can. As it is, only 5% of all Americans contribute the maximum they can to their IRAs. Economists expect people would transfer money out of their old tax-deferred accounts into these new ones, opting to pay taxes now rather than later when more money's built up. Gale says this will actually boost government revenue in the short term.
Even though in the long term it's a huge revenue loser.
Gale says the cost will explode as baby boomers are retiring. Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform isn't concerned.
The quote-unquote loss of tax revenue will be greater in the future. But the other side of that is that you'll have tens of millions of Americans who will face retirement with significant assets. So the quote-unquote needs of government become much smaller.
The Bush administration first proposed the new savings accounts last year, but the idea went nowhere. This year, Congressman Cardin expects the Bush administration will push harder.
They clearly have been doing a lot more work with members of Congress, a lot more conversations with individual members. They've been working with a lot of the interest groups that are concerned about national savings. I believe the administration is much better prepared this year than they were last year.
The Bush administration has also scaled back last year's proposal somewhat by trimming allowable contributions to the new accounts. But Cardin and many other lawmakers say the plan is still too broad.
We need to make sure that the people who benefit from it are the people who really need the help and savings, particularly our younger people and our lower wage people.
And Cardin says the real focus ought to be coaxing Americans to save for retirement. The cost of the plan could prove to be another big hurdle. Bruce Bartlett's with the National Center for Policy Analysis. He's supported the tax cuts so far.
But I think you do come up to the point of diminishing returns. And I think if the administration tries to push another big tax cut this year, I think it may well be past the point where it's good economics and good politics.
Bartlett says he and many other conservatives are worried about the deficit. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.